Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel struck military sites in Iran early on Saturday. It wasn't clear whether further escalation was likely. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
We conducted targeted and precise strikes.
Israel's military said scores of jets had completed three waves of strikes before dawn against missile factories and other sites in retaliation for an Iranian attack this month. Israel notified the United States before striking, but Washington was not involved in the operation, a U.S. official told Reuters. Shahram Akbarzadeh of Melbourne's Alfred Deakin Institute said it wasn't in Iranian leaders' interest to escalate further.
The ball is in Iran's court just to see how they will respond.
Tehran said its air defenses had successfully countered the attack, but two soldiers were killed and some locations suffered limited damage.
Lucy Fielder for Reuters. Meanwhile, attacks against Lebanon and Gaza continue. Israeli forces withdrew from a hospital complex in northern Gaza on Saturday, a day after storming it. And the Palestinian enclave's health ministry said the troops had detained at least 44 of the facility's 70-member team and some of the patients. Maysoon Alian is a nurse at the hospital. On the next day in the morning, we were all surrounded from all sides. There was shooting from all directions with bombs and mortars, and they evacuated all those who are sheltering here, so that everyone leaves, both men and women. They separated men from women and made two queues. It was very, very humiliating for our men, since they took them without clothes and nothing to cover with. Later, the army released 14 medics, including the hospital's director. An Israeli military spokesperson declined comment on the hospital report. The Lebanese health ministry said in a statement on Saturday, Israeli attacks killed 19 people in Lebanon on Friday, bringing the total death toll to 2,653. This is VOA News. With rival exit polls giving sharply different projections, Georgia's ruling party and opposition parties both claimed victory in the parliamentary election on Saturday. The results may determine if the former Soviet republic moves towards the West or leans back towards Russia. One survey showed the ruling party winning comfortably, and two other polls showed the opposition would clinch a majority. Polls suggested most Georgians favored joining the European Union, but Brussels suspended the country's membership process after the ruling party passed a law cracking down on freedom of speech in June. Thousands of protesters marched through central London on Saturday in a demonstration organized by anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim activist Stephen Yaxley Lennon, known by the pseudonym Tommy Robinson. Joanne is one of those protesters.
There's people coming in, get everything for free. They've taken away pension and heating, and it's just not fair. It's just not fair. So we've come here just to stand up for our country. We want our country back. And I honestly got no problem with immigrants, but illegal immigrants I have.
A counter-protest of anti-racism campaigners and trade unionists also gathered, carrying banners saying refugees welcome and smash the far right. The protests were peaceful amid a beefed-up police operation to prevent any clashes between the rival groups. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces killed at least 124 people in a village in El Gezira state on Friday, activists said, in one of the deadliest incidents of an 18-month war and largest in a spate of attacks in the state. Following the surrender of high-ranking RSF officer Abouagla Kekel to the army last Sunday, pro-democracy activists said the RSF had carried out revenge attacks in the farming state where he comes from, killing and detaining civilians and displacing thousands. At least 24 people died and five others were injured Saturday when a bus crashed on a highway in Mexico's central state, Zacatecas, local authorities said. The accident occurred in the early morning hours when the bus carrying the victims collided with the back of a tractor trailer carrying corn. A local government official who asked not to be named told Reuters efforts were ongoing on Saturday morning to recover some of the bodies that had fallen into a ravine. Johannesburg's Pride March filled the streets with color and energy on Saturday. Pride of Africa founder Kay Alley, speaking to Reuters, drew attention to the ongoing challenges faced by the LGBTQ+ community in Africa.
33 out of 54 countries still have severe anti-LGBT laws.
Johannesburg's March is celebrating its 35th anniversary this year. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.